Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza. Terror suspects say Al-Qaeda's number two man, Ayman al-Zawahiri, approved the plot to blow up transatlantic flights. A senior Pakistani intelligence official tells the Associated Press that some of the suspects in custody are admitting the plan was greenlighted by Osama bin Laden's right-hand man. Pakistan is holding at least seven suspects in the plot, which authorities say involved using liquid explosives to blow up 10 planes flying from Britain to the United States. A UN call for more troops in Lebanon. Deputy Secretary General Mark Malik Brown says at least 3,500 troops are needed within 10 days to reinforce the 2,000 peacekeepers currently taking over Israeli positions in South Lebanon. All told, the UN wants an additional 13,000 new troops from member countries. So far, Bangladesh has pledged up to 2,000 troops. France, which had been expected to lead the UN force, offered just 200 additional soldiers. It already has 200 troops in Lebanon. A Detroit federal judge comes down in favor of public privacy. The ruling decided that the government's warrantless surveillance program is unconstitutional, and the judge ordered it stopped immediately. For now, it continues because the administration is appealing the ruling, and it will be asking for a stay. White House spokesman Tony Snow says intelligence officials confirm that the program has helped stop terrorist attacks and saved American lives. He says it only targets international phone calls in which one of the parties is with Al-Qaeda or one of its affiliates. The judge found that the program violates the rights of free speech and privacy and the separation of powers in the Constitution. The president signs a new pension plan savings law. Saying hardworking Americans deserve to know their pensions will be waiting for them, the law is aimed at getting companies to nurse ailing pension funds back to health. Right now, some 30,000 company-run pensions are underfunded by nearly $500 billion. The new measure gives them 7 years to be fully funded. The law's critics complain it does nothing to stop companies from freezing pension plans. And her work is just beginning, so says DA Mary Lacey about the investigation into JonBenet's death, claiming the public should not jump to conclusions about suspect John Carr. In Thailand today, Carr told the Associated Press that he was with the child when she died, but says Carr, JonBenet's death was an accident. You are listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Program note, I will be off tomorrow night. Please tune in, though, and join my good friend, the Dean of Michigan Talk Radio, Peter Werby, who will be filling in for me for 3 hours of fun and frivolity in my place. I'll be back Monday. Just taking Friday off, and Peter is going to be here tomorrow night. So tune in. So, how do you feel now? Isn't it amazing how every time there is bad news for this administration, like the ruling by the judge in Detroit today, some other news item comes out of nowhere to overshadow it? Now, it was made clear that this judge, it was made clear, I think, Monday, that this judge was going to rule in the case that was before her, brought by the ACLU on behalf of journalists, teachers, attorneys, that Bush and his gang of outlaws is obviously violating the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the FISA Act, and his oath of office. In other words, the son of a bitch is a lawbreaker and ought to be removed from office tomorrow if there was a way to do that, legally and peacefully. So the judge comes out with this ruling today, and what had a 24-hour jump? That's right. The JonBenet case, JonBenet murder case, one of the most profound rulings by a single federal judge since this group of murderers took control of the United States government, and it gets backburnered for a 10-year-old kidnap case. Murder case. Do I grieve for JonBenet Ramsey? Of course. This is going to sound crass and cold, so let me apologize in advance. But how many JonBenet Ramsey equivalents have been murdered in the past 3 years in Iraq, in Israel, in the occupied territories, in Lebanon, in Washington, D.C.? My heart bleeds for JonBenet's father, who just 3 months ago lost his wife, JonBenet's mother. But my God! How does he do it? How does Rove do it? Where did he find this guy? And how did he convince him to confess? The only thing I could come up with, in the divorce case of one of the Bush brothers, was it Marvin Bush? I think it was Marvin Bush. If it was one of the other ones, Marvin can file a lawsuit against me. Screw him. I think it was Marvin Bush. And his soon-to-be ex-wife said that Marvin cheated on her. And in a deposition, he said that when he traveled to Thailand, it wasn't unusual for there to be a knock on the door, and a sex worker would be standing there offering him her services. And then this guy pops up out of Thailand, this JonBenet Ramsey person. Already the story, this is bizarre. A confessed murderer, and prosecutors and people have been following this story for a decade, are already shooting this freak, his story full of holes. We all know that there are people out there who are more than willing to confess to crimes they didn't commit. I wonder how much it took. What did it take for Rove or Marvin Bush to get to this guy and say, look, we got some real hell coming down from this crazy old woman that sits on a bench, federal bench, a Carter appointee in Detroit. So, look, it's time to whip up the bubble machine. Are you ready to rock and roll here? You're going to go out there and confess that you killed JonBenet Ramsey accidentally, and you drugged her up, and you had sex with her, a six-year-old kid. That's going to grab every single headline in America, every news show. It's going to throw everything out the window. You ready to do it? We'll make it worth your time. It'll be a little hellish for a while, but we'll get the bad stuff out of the way while you're in Thailand. The Thai people are used to this. They're used to white folks, Europeans and Americans, coming into their country to have sex with children. So, you know, nobody's going to off you. You're okay. You're okay. We'll get you back to the States. We'll let this thing play out for a week or so, and then we'll find out that you're insane, and you'll go to a mental hospital for a while, and everything will be dropped, and it'll be the end of the story. But Jesus, you'll help us out if you'll do this, dude. All right? Because today, a judge in the federal judiciary is going to rule that George W. Bush is committing impeachable offense after impeachable offense after impeachable offense, and no one is stopping him. How do they do it? How does Rove do it? Then again, maybe this Carr dude really is the killer of John Benet Ramsey, and if he is, may he and other people who caused the deaths of innocent children rot from the inside out. Just rot, you evil bastards. But all I'm saying is it's, once again, the strange coincidence, isn't it? U.S. District Judge Anna Diggs Taylor, 75-year-old woman appointed by Jimmy Carter, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, stated the obvious today. She struck down the Bush crime family's warrantless surveillance program. I know, they call it the terrorist surveillance program. Oh, the evil bastards. But she called it what it was, warrantless surveillance program, saying it violated the rights to free speech and privacy as well as the separation of powers enshrined in the Constitution. Now, I know, you knew it, I knew it. Most people who have the sense to balance their own check, but well, I better not say that. Most people who have the ability to drive a car understood that George W. Bush is nothing more or less than a filthy, two-bit, pissant criminal who's destroying America. We all knew that. But this is the first judge to rule on the legality of the NSA program, which Roberto Gonzalez and George Bush and Dick Cheney say is a necessary tool for fighting terrorism. And that, hey, it's already stopped attacks. Attacks by what? Herds of lions. Herds of lions in America? There are no herds of lions in America. See? It's working! The Bush crime family said, of course, it will appeal to the U.S. Circuit Court, the Sixth Court, Circuit Court in Cincinnati, which, by the way, is a conservative court. Attorney General and torture boy Alberto Gonzalez said, quote, we're going to do everything we can do in the courts to allow this program to continue, end quote. Now, Judge Taylor ordered an immediate halt to the program. Oh, yeah, like you're going to be obeyed, Judge. I'm sorry, but the government said it would ask for a stay of that order to stop immediately pending this appeal. They're going to appeal. And if they do it right, they'll appeal to maybe three judges in the Sixth District. And when they get a ruling on that, if it goes against the Bush crime family, then they'll ask for a hearing en banc, where all, 11 members, 13 members, I don't know how many members in the 6th District, to hear the case. And then if the ruling goes against them, of course it goes to the Supreme Court. Who's on the Supreme Court? Who are the two justices just appointed? And remember what the Democrats in the Senate said about Sammy the Fish Alito and John Roberts. Oh, well, they assured us they'll uphold the Constitution. Remember? We'll be back in a minute. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Boom time for Wall Street. are listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Comedy Central. William Shatner roast Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Take one.
I'm William Shatner. Get ready to set your faces to Comedy Central. I'm not reading this.
But you were Captain Kirk.
Was Captain Kirk. I am William Shatner, an Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning actor.
Try the next line.
The Comedy Central roast. I don't talk like that.
Kirk did.
How's this? Go yourself.
The Comedy Central roast of William Shatner. Join roastmaster Jason Alexander and the biggest names in stand-up as they take their best shots at Big Bill this Sunday at 10, 9 Central.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I've torture-tested my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum in the world's most grueling proving grounds, luxury hotels. 5 years in a hotel is like 50 years in your home. Folks, you owe it to yourself to try the end product of my 40-year obsession, the 8-pound Orrick XL. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. If it's perfect for hotels, it's perfect for you.
Yet tonight, how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Back to the ruling by the Detroit judge, Anna Diggs Taylor, today that the Bush crime family is violating the law and must cease and desist immediately this warrantless surveillance program. In the case, ACLU had brought, the government, the Bush crime family, had argued that the spying program, the spying on American citizens, is well within the president's authority, but they went on to say proving that would require revealing state secrets. These sons of bitches sound like the, like Soviet Politburo thugs, don't they? They sound like KGB agents or what something Putin would say or Stalin would say. Now, the ACLU said the state secrets argument was irrelevant because the Bush administration already had publicly revealed enough information about the program for the judge to rule. Hello? And Judge Taylor also said the spying, that the whole program is beyond judicial scrutiny. That's how they want it. That's how the Bush crime family wants it. No review, nothing. This is a dictatorship. Jesus, how hard is it for anyone to understand that the Bush crime family truly, honestly, deeply wants to be a dictatorship and are very close to it? In Washington, of course, Republicans expressed hope that the decision would be overturned. Oh. And a representative from Michigan, Peter Hoekstra, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. And I don't understand how he can get away with this, making a statement like this and retain his seat. But Hoekstra said, quote, "It is disappointing that a judge would take it upon herself to disarm America during a time of war," end quote. You evil snot. You evil snot. Disarm America. You creep bastard. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Judge Taylor rising above all this nonsense, unlike moi, who gets down in it and wallows. Judge Taylor suggested in her ruling that the spying program, quote, will violate the Constitution even if Congress does authorize it, end quote. Now, just one little sidebar to the JonBenet Ramsey story. For some reason, and I honestly don't know the answer to this, but a statement was made today. Where is it? I think this is it. In deciding what to do with him, you know, his extradition back to the United States. Here's what it says. Carr will be taken within the week to Colorado, where he will face charges of first-degree murder, kidnapping, and child sexual assault, according to Ann Hurst of the Department of Homeland Security. That's what she told reporters in Bangkok. What? Department of Homeland Security and a 10-year-old child murder case making a statement about what's going to happen to... I don't quite get that. Do you? Unless, no, couldn't be. Could it? The other thing about the case is, what was the other thing? Hold on a second here. This guy Carr had multiple charges for possession of child pornography. There's an arrest record. There's fingerprints. Would there be a DNA? You know, I don't know. But legal experts said DNA evidence will likely be key. DNA was found beneath JonBenet's fingernails and inside her underwear. And authorities have never said whether it matches anyone in an FBI database. Now, how long ago did they start taking DNA swabs of people involved in child crime? I don't know. But at this point, this whole thing stinks. This whole thing stinks. So all I know is the once again, the serendipity of getting that story out in front of the story about the judge's ruling today.
Or maybe Mel Gibson threw some money into this and tossed it out there to cover up his sentencing today. You never know.
Oh, stop.
He's got more money than anybody.
Stop. All right, quick break. When we come back, Torquemada Tejano, Alberto Gonzalez, his own damn self. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy, this is Air America.
You don't have to have the muscle. Get into a mess around. You can do can you wag? Can you wag?
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess. Just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The FISA law was written in 1978. We're having a discussion in 2006. It's a different world.
The Bible was written in 2. Or was it 10? Sue emails in, if my understanding of current law is correct, the administration can go ahead without a warrant so long as they notify the court within 72 hours. This is regarding the warrantless spying thing that was declared stop it today. Sue writes, the argument that it is necessary to violate the law in order to protect the United States is not valid. If something comes up considered an emergency, they can go ahead and seek approval for what was done within 72 hours. Yeah, Sue's right. They don't have to wait for anything. They can go ahead. Sue writes, as I recall, one of the judges on the FISA court resigned after hearing about what was going on because he objected to the court being bypassed. So, who are they spying on that they do not want the court and the American public to know? Yeah, well, your guess is as good as mine, Sue. These are evil sons of bitches. I mean, they really are. It's just evil. And as far as this being a Rovian operation, the JonBenet Ramsey thing, I know a lot of people go, oh, my God, stop it, Malloy. Carr's ex-wife, that's the suspect, Laura Carr, was quoted by the San Francisco television station KGO saying she was with her husband, former husband, in Alabama at the time of JonBenet's killing, and she does not believe he was involved in the homicide. Well, yeah, I guess it would be very easy to believe, as I do, that this is another rogue operation.
Of course, if I found out that the man I lived with and was married to and had children with for years and years...
He's got children?
Yeah, three kids.
Three kids?
If I'd found out that he'd raped and murdered a six-year-old, I probably wouldn't want to believe it either.
Well, maybe not believe it, but if the woman states categorically, well, on the day that this girl was murdered in Denver, he was home with me in Alabama.
There's also the theory that he was facing some sort of child sex crimes in Thailand, and God knows what they would have done to him then. He wanted to get extradited to the United States.
Well, and the person who was visited by the sex workers in Thailand was Neil Bush, not Marvin. Thanks to everybody who corrected that for me. Neil Bush was the one that ripped off thousands upon thousands of old people with his Silverado savings and loan scam. Do you know we're still paying for it? Oh, never mind. All right. So at the news today of this federal judge's ruling against Bush's illegal wiretapping, they immediately got Torquemada out of whatever crawl space they keep him in, whatever place that Gonzalez got. Where, you know, that's a good question. And when he came out today, I swear to God, he looked like not so much Torquemada, and we've seen pictures, paintings of Torquemada, right? Haven't we? Dressed in his, wasn't he a bishop? Or was he a cardinal? I don't know, but he looked a bit, what's his name, Gonzalez, I swear, no offense to people who, I don't know what the correct medical term is, but, you know, hunchback, the hunchback of Notre Dame. I swear to God, this guy looked like the hunchback of Notre Dame. As he came out today and slithered up to the microphone with that kind of hunched look and that half smile that you expect to see on the face of somebody like a John Wayne Gacy or some mass killer, someone who likes to dismember boys and hide them underneath the house. I swear to you that Gonzalez has that kind of knowing smirk, that smirk that says, yes, I'm mad, I'm insane, I kill people, but guess what? I'm the Attorney General, and guess what? We're going to get this we're going to get this judge in Detroit somehow. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Is she a Muslim? She's not? Well, she's black. She got a Muslim nephew? Nah? Huh? Does she know any Muslims? That's the impression I got from watching Bush's Tejano today. Here he is explaining how lawful Bush's illegal wiretapping program truly is, how it's helped catch terrorists and stop liquids on planes and shoes from exploding. And hey, did you know they caught JonBenet Ramsey's killer? Here he is.
This fella here over here with the yellow shirt.
No, that's not him. That's the snowman. Let's go to, oh, that's Macaca Man? Okay, let's see if we can find Torquemada.
Last December, the President of the United States confirmed to the American people that the United States government was engaged in electronic surveillance of communications involving Al-Qaeda, which, as you know, the United States has been at war with Al-Qaeda for almost 5 years, September 11, 2001.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
We have talked about this program on numerous occasions to the American people and to the American Congress.
Two or three of them.
It's a very narrow program, again, focused on communications with Al-Qaeda, where one end of the phone call communication is foreign, outside of the United States. It has been very effective.
See, these people don't even bother hesitating when they tell their lies now. I mean, AT&T admitted it. Who else admitted it, Kathy? Was it Sprint? The big three, who Verizon? They all admitted that millions of records of where the call originated and where the call wound up had been turned over. And this lying son of a bitch stands there and says it's a very narrow program focused on communications with Al-Qaeda? Well, you know, why bother parsing this animal's lies if they knew in advance that the phone call they were intercepting had to do with Al-Qaeda? Then they would immediately launch an unmanned drone aircraft to track down the signal and blow the son of a bitch into red mist. Tejano Gonzalez is a liar. He is a liar. And they don't even bother trying to make the lie sound believable any longer. They just stand there and lie. Why? Because they know no one is going to challenge them. And now we get to hear Torquemada justifying the illegal wiretapping. How it's just dandy. Because you know why? Because, well, you know, White House lawyers and you know, counsel working for Mr. Gonzalez himself and the Department of Justice said it was legal. Is it legal? Yes, it's legal. Well, how do you know? Because I say it is. Unbelievable. Forget all those folks at the National Security Agency who quit because they were terrified they would be arrested over this illegal activity, or who hired their own lawyers to make sure they were protected if Bush's ass got caught spying on innocent Americans. Nah. It's all legal because Torquemada and Bush's lawyers say it is. Alberto and his pals are going to keep peeping into your private records to, you know, keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Wow. I'm so glad they're going after the millions of Al-Qaeda in the United States and a few ABC reporters who are threatening the other millions of innocent Americans. Don't you feel good about that, Truth Seeker?
We also believe very strongly that the program is lawful. It has been reviewed by a number of lawyers within the administration. Including lawyers at the NSA, including lawyers at the Department of Justice.
Well, that's objective.
It's reviewed periodically for its continued effectiveness.
Yeah,
it's reviewed periodically to ensure that it remains lawful.
Lawful.
It's been very important for the security of our country.
Uh-huh.
As you know, today a district court judge in Michigan ruled that the program was unlawful. We disagree with the decision, respectfully disagree with the decision of the judge, and we have appealed the decision. And there is a stay in place, and so we will continue to utilize the program to ensure that America is safer.
And besides, I can't stop now because you know what? Our surveillance has turned up all these Christian wives who are doing phone porn now. It's all over the Christian internet sites, and I just love it. Do you know how much fun we have here at the NSA sitting around listening to the Christian wives talking about porn, and their husbands too sometimes get on and they have a three-way right on the phone. Oh my God, it is so cool. So even though the judge ruled, we've gotten a stay because we just want to keep on listening to this stuff. And I'll tell you something else. We also have, what's that boy's name that defeated our good friend Joe Lieberman in what's that state? Connecticut. We've got his phone tapped. And oh my God, you ought to hear what we're hearing. And we just, you know, we're just having fun. But it's all legal because our lawyers within the administration and our lawyers at the NSA and our lawyers at the Department of Justice all say it is. They all say it is. Do you understand that? They all say it is. And so we're going to continue to utilize this program so that we ensure that America is safe. We really are. I mean, we just are. I don't know who this judge is in Detroit. She's what? Female? Old? Carter appointee? What else? Oh, she's African-American? Well, that makes a difference, doesn't it?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love.
No doubt about it. The internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the internet too. Is it a time the internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at Geico.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%. We'll be right back.
And we're guarding the civil liberties by monitoring the program on a regular basis, by having the folks at NASA, the legal team, as well as the Inspector General, monitor the program, and we're briefing Congress.
At NASA, you stupid little man, honest to God. All right, now Jack Cafferty, who probably will be unemployed come Monday after what he said today. What did he do today on CNN? He told the truth. Now, Cafferty has been a truth teller to an astonishing degree for probably the past 6 or 8 months. I remember when he was on the former CNN morning show with that little twit that, what was that guy's name? What was that cutie boy's name? He's gone now. He went to work for Fox, which is where he belongs. But Cafferty, when he used to be on the CNN morning show, was kind of, I don't know, there was something strange. But Cafferty has certainly turned into an attempt to counterbalance the right-wing drivel that Wolf Blitzer puts out there every day. Wolf Blitzer has what now, 7 shows on CNN? Son of a bitch is on at 3 o'clock. He never sleeps, but he doesn't have to. Blitzer just, you know, when he has a break, he goes into the nearest CNN storage closet and hangs by his feet and folds his wings, his arms, and gets a few, a few quick winks. Anyway, Cafferty here cuts to the heart of the issue and calls a crook a crook. All right. So when can we impeach him?
Well, you know, it seems like we're having this discussion about this judge's ruling sort of in the abstract, as though there's no precedent for what the judge decided. The judge, in effect, upheld the ruling of the FISA court, which says if you want to wiretap phones, you need a warrant to do so. The court was created by Congress in 1978, I think it was, and the law of the land says get a warrant. The actions of the administration have ignored the law of the land in that regard. So it's not a discussion in the abstract. It's not hypothetical. There are laws on the books against what the administration is doing. And it's about time somebody said it out loud. This federal district judge ruled today, President Bush is breaking the law by spying on people in this country without a warrant. The judge said the president is violating the First Amendment to the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, passed by Congress 1978, specifically to prevent this kind of abuse of power. It was being done before. That's why the FISA court was created in the first place. So what does this mean? It means President Bush violated his oath of office, among other things, when he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. It means he's been lying to us about the program since it started, when he's been telling us there's nothing illegal about what he's doing. A court has ruled it is illegal. And it means a 75-year-old black female judge in Michigan has finally stepped in and done the job that Congress is supposed to do, namely oversight of the executive branch of government. But the Congress is controlled by the Republicans, and they are controlled by the president, and they have done nothing in the way of oversight. I hope it means the arrogant inner circle at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue may finally have to start answering to the people who own that address. That would be us, about how they conduct our country's affairs.
And right on, Jack Cafferty. When I first heard of the ruling today, before I knew it was in Detroit, before I knew it was a female. No, I think before I think when we first heard about it, first saw it, the crawl on CNN or something, I said to Kathy, this judge, you watch, is going to turn out to be an American of African descent. And the judge is going to be female. I'll bet you a million gingerbread man cookies that this would be a black female judge who made this ruling. And Cafferty mentions her race, but what he doesn't mention, he says the court has ruled it is illegal, and it means a 75-year-old black female judge in Michigan has finally stepped in and done the job that Congress, you should have said that a predominantly white Congress, is supposed to do, Jack. That's all. Just in balance. I understand where you're coming from, pal. I had the same thought.
But isn't it funny, and so many, what is the group of representatives in the U.S. Congress who are fighting the most vocally and vociferously and with the most vigor against these sons of bitches who now run the country? That's right, the Congressional Black Caucus. Isn't it amazing? There's a lesson here for white people. There really is. I'm sorry to turn this into a race thing, but in this particular, the point I'm trying to make, race belongs in it. Black folk who originally were brought to this country, for the most part, totally against their will, enslaved, all kinds of white fortunes built on the labor of black people, all that sweat equity that blacks put into the development of this country, and they got nothing for it. Nothing, not even the damned 40 acres and a mule. Nothing. Nothing. They take the Constitution of the United States seriously. I'm not talking about the thugs. I'm not talking about the criminals, black or white. I'm talking about black folk in general. Especially, I hate to say this, but it's the truth. Especially a female judge. You're not going to go into her courtroom in a federal black female. Let's put four adjectives there. A federal black female judge. Three adjectives. You're not going to go into her court. I don't care who you are. You can be Jesus H. Christ. You're not going to walk into that woman's court and say, oh, look, cut us some slack here, Mrs. Judge, because, you know, we're doing the Lord's work. You know, we're doing the government's work. We're keeping and that judge is going to look down at you and say, are you serious? Are you crazy? Do you expect me to be crazy with you? Why is that, white truth seeker? Tonight, I'm asking you, why does it seem like a black female judge will kick this administration's ass all the way to South Alabama, while most white people will just sit back and go, I gotta go now. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Comedy Central. William Shatner roast Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Take one.
I'm William Shatner. Get ready to set your faces to Comedy Central. I'm not reading this.
But you were Captain Kirk.
I was Captain Kirk. I am William Shatner, an Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning actor.
Try the next line.
The Comedy Central roast. I don't talk like that.
Kirk did.
How's this? Go yourself.
The Comedy Central roast of William Shatner. Join roastmaster Jason Alexander and the biggest names in stand-up as they take their best shots at Big Bill this Sunday at 10, 9 Central.
Pet owners praise it. The hotel staff loves it. Parents rave about it. Allergy sufferers applaud it. Senior citizens are agog about it. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm David Orrick. Everybody's singing the praises of my 8-pound Oreck XL because it's the best vacuum that ever touched their floors. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
We'll be right back.
America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. Terror suspects say Al-Qaeda's number two man, Ayman al-Zawahiri, approved the plot to blow up transatlantic flights. A senior Pakistani intelligence official tells the Associated Press that some of the suspects in custody are admitting the plan was green-lighted by Osama bin Laden's right-hand man. Pakistan is holding at least seven suspects in the plot, which authorities say involved using liquid explosives to blow up 10 planes flying from Britain to the United States. The seven have not been charged, and under Pakistani law, they can be held up to 3 months. Mary Lacy, the DA in the JonBenet investigation, says her work is just beginning, and the public should not jump to conclusions about suspect John Carr. In Thailand today, Carr told the Associated Press that he was with the child when she died, but says Carr JonBenet's death was an accident. Bad news for the United States Justice Department. A judge ruled that the warrantless wiretapping program is unconstitutional. A Detroit federal judge ordered it stopped at once, calling the program a violation of privacy and free speech rights. Fighting back, the Justice Department calls it an essential tool in the war on terror. It contends the Constitution gives the president the full authority necessary to protect Americans and that the program is legal. One comment from one American Civil Liberties Union official called the program an abuse of presidential power. The president signs a new pension plan savings law. Saying hardworking Americans deserve to know their pensions will be waiting for them, the law is aimed at getting companies to nurse ailing pension funds back to health. Right now, some 30,000 company-run pensions are underfunded by nearly $500 billion. The new measure gives them 7 years to be fully funded. The law's critics complain it does nothing to stop companies from freezing pension plans. Two strikes against Vioxx manufacturer Merck. A state judge in New Jersey has tossed out a court victory for the maker of Vioxx. Earlier, at a federal trial in New Orleans, the company was ordered to pay $51 million to a retired FBI agent who had a heart attack after taking Vioxx for more than 2 years. In the New Jersey case, the judge ordered a new trial for a postal worker who lost his suit in which he blamed his heart attack on the pain medication. According to the man's lawyer, the judge says evidence uncovered since the November verdict showed that Merck had withheld evidence showing the heart attacks could come with the use of Vioxx for less than 18 months. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. All right, a couple emails here, and then we're going to come to your phone calls. On the JonBenet thing, and the only reason I'm bringing this up, because of the connection to Department of Homeland Security and Neil Bush, that is just too bizarre for me to let go. When you have a Department of Homeland Security spokesperson at the press conference after the arrest in Thailand making statements. Now, maybe there's a perfectly rational explanation for that. I don't know what it is. Prairie 2 writes, Mike, about the pervert they're using in Thailand, his ex-wife says not only was he with her at the time, but with her entire family at Christmas. And that was the day of the murder. It's the one day of the year you probably wouldn't get confused about. One of the reporters in Thailand mentioned that the Thai government was being so cooperative because of the war on terror. And you have an official from Department of Homeland Security right there making detailed statements to the press about the charges. This is enough, Prairie 2 writes, to make the tinfoil lining in my hat melt. I hear you. From Kate, Boca Raton, regarding the Bush crime family and the surveillance, illegal, warrantless surveillance program, Kate sends me a statement from the American Bar Association website. It says, let's see, this is from their meeting this year. I'm not sure exactly what date. The American Bar Association House of Delegates voted overwhelmingly at the 2006 ABA mid-year meeting to urge the Bush administration to comply with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act by seeking court orders for domestic wiretaps and terrorism investigations, or seek amendment of the act if needed to protect national security. It also called on Congress to investigate the National Security Agency domestic surveillance program and review the intelligence oversight process. Quote, times of conflict have often put stress on America's liberties, end quote, said ABA President Michael Greco. But he added that asking Americans to give up their liberties for the sake of security is a false choice. In transmitting the new policy to Bush, President Bush, Greco pointed out it was developed by an ABA task force that included among its members a former director of the FBI and a former general counsel of the CIA and the National Security Agency, end quote. Kate adds, I was recalling how vehemently the American Bar Association announced recently that the signing statements are illegal. Torquemada and his minions should be disbarred, in my opinion. I think they should be charged with crimes against the people of the United States. I just do, Kate. This is just getting so unbelievably out of hand. Here's the last one. This is really important. This was floating around the other day and on news reports, and I wanted to get to it and didn't. So Mark in New York sent this in to me. He says, please tell your listeners to call their senators. This is very important. And what it is, the National Defense Authorization Act has been passed by this corrupt, filthy House of Representatives and is now before the Senate, has a provision that would allow Bush to take direct control of the National Guard in the event of a national disaster or threat to homeland security. Right? Mark writes, this is a truly troubling development. The state governors are almost unanimous in their opposition to this proposed law, which has already passed the House. I can think of three very troubling reasons for this. One, Bush wants control of the Guard to prevent interruptions in sending troops to Iraq, Afghanistan, and possibly Iran. Faced with natural disasters that would interfere with deployments, Bush could override governors and order Guard troops where he wants them, not where they would be most needed. He has shown a disturbing tendency to continue horrible policies in the Mideast, and this would allow him to continue with even less interference. Two, Bush could use this to enforce his immigration policies on the Mexican border. This law would allow him to overrule governors who wanted to withhold their Guard troops from participating in border duty by Bush declaring a homeland security threat. Three, and most importantly,
Bush, again, by declaring a homeland security threat, could use the National Guard as a national police force to carry out any other proclamations of laws he would want to enforce that might meet state or local opposition. For example, if mass demonstrations were planned to protest a stolen election, Bush could invoke a threat to homeland security and use the National Guard to stop the demonstrations, even if state and local officials favored them. He could even use the National Guard to arrest and turn over to the regular military enemy combatants found in the U.S. Remember, they also want a law passed giving the president and Rumsfeld the power to arrest U.S. citizens as enemy combatants and hold them in military custody without charge. Greater control of the National Guard would make it possible for Bush to ignore state and local law enforcement in carrying out this law if it is passed. Is this the beginnings of a police state? The Senate must vote against this provision. Thanks, Mike. Mark. Okay, look, sure, call your senator. Hell yes, call your senator. The House of Representatives passed this? Ah, you filthy, filthy bastards. I can't... When did this happen? When did this happen? During the Israeli attack on Lebanon? Is that when it happened? When did this happen? Yeah, write your senator. Last one. This is from Paul. Mike, I'm a bankruptcy lawyer in Detroit. Today I noticed that one of our federal judges, Anna Diggs Taylor, held that the NSA's warrantless wiretaps are unconstitutional. Kudos to Judge Taylor. I called her office and offered my congratulations for her courage. Her clerk was thankful for the call. Please mention her in your show tonight if you can. We need to support those with the courage to stand up to the murderous fascist thugs in power. People like Judge Taylor will go down in history as the new gods of Mount Olympus someday when the history book writers grow a pair. Paul and his last name in Detroit. Yeah, I don't know how to send an email to Judge Taylor the Paul who wrote to me is a bankruptcy lawyer, which involves federal magistrates and so on and so forth. So he knows how to get in touch with this judge. But I'm sure somebody somewhere will come up if it's not out there already, an email address or mailing address to let this judge know that millions of Americans are just absolutely relieved that finally, finally, somebody in the federal judiciary said, no! No! Now, if only we could get 15 or 20 or 30 million Americans to say no, wouldn't that be a great day? I know we're too busy. All right, let's do some phone calls. The number here is 866-303-2270. Let's start with Mary, who's called from Memphis. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey.
You were asking a while ago, why is it that it takes a black female judge and the black caucus to speak up?
Right.
One thing is that blacks are... disproportionately getting killed in Iraq, and this is a matter, I think, of long-standing skin color problems coupled with economics. So that makes blacks expendable in the eyes of this administration.
Well, they're expendable here. They're expendable here at home too. What percentage of the black male population is caught up in the criminal justice system, either in prison, on probation, or parole? So many thousands upon thousands.
Oh, way
of them.
Larger too. And you look at things like convictions for crack cocaine versus powder cocaine.
Or reefer. I mean, the black male population. Population in this country has been decimated by these right-wing thugs. Hold on a second. Let me do a break here, Mary, and I'll come back. Stay with us. Oh. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'm staying with the program. I'm
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. That's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and popped them on the internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Get a pencil or something to write with handy because I have some a way for you to get in touch with Judge Anna Diggs Taylor. All right, back to Mary from Memphis. All right, where were we, Mary?
Thank you, Mike. I was talking about that blacks seem to suffer disproportionately from the effects of the Bush administration. It's sort of like Vietnam. It's brother over there in the front lines, and you come back, and then you don't have your physical therapy, you don't have your mental therapy, you don't have your benefits that you were promised, and this happens disproportionately to blacks because of the economics. And furthermore, blacks have been fired upon by the National Guard and by Bush's privatized military, Blackwater USA, in the Katrina debacle.
Mm-hmm.
And dovetailing this into the National Guard thing, there are more and more national emergency, state of emergencies being declared across the United States. And you see more and more guns and uniforms on the street as a result. And I think this is done deliberately to accustom us to seeing guns and uniforms on the street and to being ordered around by strangers.
Mm-hmm.
It very much parallels what was done in Hitler's time, very much, and it's freaky.
It is, indeed.
You couple that with all these, with no other word for it, concentration camps that KBR is building across the United States, and you find the Bush crime family spying on everyone, and the governments, historically speaking, that spy on their citizens also kill their citizens, and that's
right.
The historical fact. And that's about all I said.
Okay.
To say on that.
All right. Well, Mary, thanks. Always good to hear from you. You take care. You take care.
All right.
Care.
Thank you, Mike. You bet. Bye-bye.
Now, I realize that I'm generalizing probably more than I should when I make these sweeping statements about Americans of African descent. I understand. But one thing you can't generalize about, because it's fact, black folk in this country, I'm not going to give you a history lesson. You know the history of black people in this country. If you don't, you should. And just using the examples Mary was saying, they, more often than any self-respecting white person wants to talk about, black folk get the short end of the stick. And as Mary was pointing out several instances, and we know this, you know, we live in America, you know, this is a racist society. We know it. All white people are racist. We all, some of us are struggling against the racism, but it's there. But the point that I want to make, when I'm listening to Mary, I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, everything you're saying is true. And I know this stuff to be true, but this wouldn't make me, and this shows you my weakness, this wouldn't make me be a seeker of justice. This would make me take up a gun. And thank God that there are, or somebody, that there are self-respecting people of all races, of course, but you know what we're talking about right now, who don't take a look at the oppression and say, well, okay, there's no way I can change the system. There's no hope of me. I'm a female African-American. How in the hell am I ever going to be a judge? And make some ruling. So I'll tell you what, I give up. Or worse, I'm going to fight a different way. And I am just forever amazed that that hasn't been the case in so many instances.
Apparently, the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, had a lot of choice.
Oh, he went ballistic.
For this woman, and Carter for appointing her, because, you know, damn these people. They just, you know, they want to protect our privacy rights. Damn them.
Yeah, I know. All right, you got something to write. There's two ways you can get in touch with the Judge Anna Diggs Taylor, and I'm telling you, I think you better. I'm going to send an email. I swear I'm going to send an email, because the right wing is going to go after her like it's going to be an avalanche of hate. She's going to be called everything except a human being. You know it as well as I know it. It's engineered by Hannity. It's engineered by Limbaugh. It's engineered by this thug Gallagher. All these right-wingers are going to focus in on this judge, this woman. And I think decent people have got to support her. All right, here's the phone number. And thanks to SK for all this. Here's the phone number, 313- 234-5105. Now, I can't email all the people who are going to say, oh, I forgot that I didn't write it down. Write it down. 313-234-5105. Her name is Judge Anna Diggs Taylor. 313-234-5105. She's going to need your support. Now, I have an email address for you coming back after the break, so I have something to write with, you know, because again, I can't do individual emails on this. Anna Diggs Taylor, 313-234-5105. She's going to need some support, you know it as well as I do. She's going to have an avalanche of neo-Nazi hate, just an attempt to drown her.
You cannot fail by your life. By your light, the courage to carry on. Hero.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Hi, is Michael there?
This is?
Oh, hi, Michael. Wow. Okay, my name is Neil.
Yes?
And we've never actually met before, but I used to own your Volkswagen Jetta. I was the original owner, actually. I used to own it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Why am I calling, right?
No, it's cool.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't have. It's just, I just miss it, you know? And, how is it?
What?
The car? It's great, isn't it? It's so great.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You've been driving it and stuff?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is it dirty? Because I could wash it.
Volkswagen owners really love their cars, but sometimes they have to let them go. Then we pass them on to you. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
We'll be right back.
I don't email, however. And there's a reason. I don't want you reading my personal stuff.
Well, that's right. You're the king, you evil son of a bitch, you. You're the king. You can read our stuff, Your Honor. I don't want you reading my stuff. Vroom, vroom. Look at me on this Harley Davidson. Vroom. All right. You can contact Judge Taylor. I know I said get something to write with, but it's a lot easier. Go to my website, MikeMalloy.com. Is it right there on the front page now, Kathy? It's right there. You'll see it. Her phone number and the email address. If you don't want to do that, just do a Google on Judge Anna Diggs Taylor. And apparently all the information pops up on the first search. But MikeMalloy.com, it's there. Phone number, email address, how you can contact the office of this judge. And I think that the website, maybe the phone number, I know this is a hassle for a judge's office to get thousands upon thousands of phone calls. So I don't know what to do here, but this is the first federal judge to rule that these evil thugs are in violation of the oath of office, the U.S. Constitution, and the law, the FISA law. So I think it needs to be encouraged. This judge has to know that the American people are behind her. Sensible, rational, patriotic American people are behind her. The right wing is going to go after her like it's just going to be unbelievable. This pig, this filthy, degenerate pig, Limbaugh, has already begun the attack, and his little butt boy, Sean Hannity, has picked it up. We've got to let her know that the American people care. Dorothy in Brooklyn sent this email. Mike, there's something extremely beautiful about this retro white men's administration being slapped upside the head by an African-American female judge. It is righteous justice. Bush has never advocated justice. Rather, he's advocated revenge. I've been asking the question of where is justice in our country for the past 5 years. Walking home from work today, I almost clicked my heels knowing that it has come down to the ruling of an African-American woman versus the GOP of white supremacy. That is justice indeed. And all of America should be proud of having me granted this perspective thanks to a noble judge who honors our noble raison d'etre, the Constitution. Dorothy in Brooklyn. Thanks, Dorothy. And A.E. writes in, Mike, I wanted to remind you that one of the plaintiffs in this domestic spying case that was ruled on today is Rachel Mirapol. Now, if you're old enough, you know who that is. It's kind of ironic, A.E. writes, if a granddaughter of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg is able to get justice in America during a time even more fascist than the McCarthy era. And then this, and then back to your phone calls here. This is from AJ. Dear Kathy and Mike. Okay. Anticipating and never being disappointed by the evening lies, I wound up my 1967 vintage stopwatch and watched CBS News. JonBenet Housset, 7 minutes with 4 live reporters. NSA spying ruled unconstitutional, 25-second voiceover graphic. Please scream for me. I'll just wake the neighbors. Yeah, I hear you, AJ. All right, back to phone calls. Who's next here? How about Doug, who's called in from Memphis? Hey, Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
By the way, I got your book today.
Hey, cool.
I haven't read it. I just picked it up at the post office this evening, and I'm going to give it a shot over the next week or so. Thanks a lot for sending it to me.
Hey, thanks for expressing the desire to look at it. I'm getting good feedback from folks here. One guy told me it was frighteningly fantastic.
I can't wait to read it, but that's not why you called.
No. I long time no speak, and I just had to give a call and express my kudos and my heartfelt thanks to this lady. Bless her heart. Bless
Judge Taylor.
Huh?
Judge Taylor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Honorable Anna Diggs Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely get a hold of her. That's a definite. You know, and the white thing, you know, I had a conversation with a gentleman. I'm fortunate. I'm surrounded by veterans and the like, and I've become acquainted with a wonderful man who spent time back in the 50s on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is sharp as a tack, and he's right there with us. And he made a statement the other day, and he and I get into these 2-3 hour conversations and exchanges, and it's wonderful. And he made a wonderful, to me it was a salient point, that the white people, hell, I'm a white people, I guess, you know, but that we are all of these immigrants that we brought into this country, black, whatever color, Irish, Chinese, we built the country on their bodies and their blood, Mike.
Uh-huh.
And yet we so freely and so ignorantly condescend to them. And he said, we are, as a race, we're so much like newborn babes on this planet compared to our brown brothers. He said, the Arabians gave us math and science. The Chinese, thousands of years before Christ even showed up, arts, culture, libraries, gunpowder, ketchup, whatever, you know. And it's just so sad. I guess it's the irony of it all, too, you know.
I hear you. I do.
But I am so appalled by this, and like you say, there's more to this things that keep popping up, like who shot the sheriff in Aruba, you know, with Greta Van Cistern and all this. That's not coincidence, Mike. You and I both know that.
I know.
I won't beleaguer the point. I want to leave room for the other callers. But, hey, thanks again to you. And like I wrote in there for you guys, for you and Kathy and Molly and everybody for all you do and all you are, bud.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Doug. Thanks for calling. I can't wait to take a look at the book. You take care.
Be safe and be well.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Once I take a look at Doug's book, I'll tell you about it. This is unbelievable. Somebody just sent me a blog spot. The right-wing bloggers are attacking this judge unbelievably. Unbelievably. Here's one. Not only is she a Carter appointee, she is black. Want to bet she was admitted to Yale on a minority set-aside? Maybe she's related to Connors, the other black nut from Motown. Here's one. Let's hope the first bomb that comes here is dropped on this judge's head. What a stupid move. I cannot believe she would do this. She needs to be put out of office immediately. It just goes down. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I don't know. I don't know. I said last time I'm ashamed to be an American. Oh my God, I'm reading some of these. I can't read them on the air. I can't do it. Unbelievable. Well, maybe some let these right wingers just kind of stew in their own excrement and talk to each other about this. In the meantime, I think it's very important that we let this judge know that we're grateful for what she did. Jack is calling from Pensacola. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Jack.
Oh, hello.
Oh, wait. Did I say hi, Jack? Oh, my God. I did, didn't
no,
I?
No, you don't want to say that.
I don't want to say hi, Jack.
Just I do. You hear you say that.
I know. Hello, Jack.
First time caller to your show. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I just want to call it and say, you know, it's a sad state of our United States when it takes a federal judge to do something our Congress should have done a long time ago. You know, they should
Sure.
have stepped in and stopped this NSA stuff a long time ago.
Sure they should have.
But, you know, they're all the time trying to do something to help themselves out. And, you know, us American people, we just don't get helped out at all.
Some members of Congress tried desperately to stop this. I'm talking about the U.S. House now. People like Dennis Kucinich,
true.
People like Barbara
Very
Lee.
True.
There has been an effort by a very clear minority, a very small minority of members of the U.S. House to try to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against these Nazis that have taken over. And it's been inspiring on the one hand to see. It's been frustrating on the other because the bulk of the Democrats and all of the Republicans just don't care. They just don't care.
They don't. Did you know they've already pulled another fast one on the American people that most people don't know about?
What's that, Jack?
That's House Joint Resolution number 9. And it's bill that goes along beside it, House Joint Resolution 24. Those of you listening to me and Google it, H.J.RES.9.
All right.
And then, yes, sir. And then H.J.RES.24.
All right, let's have people do it. We got to break.
They've eliminated the 22nd Amendment, which means that Bush can run more than two terms.
Oh Jesus! Let's check it out during the break. Jack, thanks for calling. I hope to hear from you again.
Please
we'll be right back.
Check that out. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Take care,
doing
sir.
What you're doing.
It's all I ever had.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL Ultra has an 8-year guarantee. The reason my warranties are so much stronger is that my American-made vacuums are so much stronger. Orrick XLs clean thousands of hotel rooms every day. 5 years in a hotel is like 50 years in your home. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. You'll still be breaking in an Orrick while other vacuums are broken down.
Thank you.
bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Lalonde.
10 before the hour, we just had a glitch at our website. The mailing address for Judge Anna Diggs Taylor will be back up there in a second, so don't freak out. Just wait until after the top of the hour and then go to MikeMalloy.com. The information is there, or will be there. Didn't mean to freak you out. All right, I've got a listener who is a musician with the Count Basie Orchestra, and he travels around the world. And he's emailed me a couple times. He just sent this. Malloy, I'm listening to the current caller about black people. As a black man, it's not just the context of the current administration, I believe. I believe it has to do with the history of black people facing incredible adversity at all points of American history. It has caused us never to be surprised at the horrible actions of the people in power. As my mother told me, we have been through much worse than this current administration. I believe that it is shocking to most white folks that the power structure has turned on them. White man stealing elections? White man tapping my phone? White man putting us in jail? Oh, my God, said people in America. How could that be? Black folks are used to this happening. It didn't shock us like it did the Walmart shoppers. Black people in the world have faced injustice that equals any group of people. Nothing surprises us. And we've been through much worse than these folks. Adversity leads to strength. Black folk are still fighting the struggle every day. Like when I get on the elevator, even if I'm wearing a suit, white women clutch their purse. When I traveled to Israel with Paquito de Rivera and the United Nations Orchestra, I was stopped just past customs, as was another black Puerto Rican. I learned that Israelis suspect all blacks as possible Muslims. Black folk have been fighting the fight for a long time. It cannot be intellectualized. It is now part of our culture. And then he said some personal stuff here. So thanks, Marshall. I appreciate it. And NH emails in, Mike, you might want to mention the Senate censor resolution introduced by Senator Russ Feingold against the illegal NSA wiretapping. Yeah, remember how that was kicked right out the window? Every time a Democrat, a prominent Democrat, does step up in the Senate and say, wait a second, do the other Democrats support him? Why, hell no. Of course not. All right, back to your calls. Chris is calling from Seattle. Chris, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to comment on something I've been hearing on this station all day. You know, people have been talking about the screening for Muslims, you know, screening for religion. How can you screen for that, right?
Well, that's true, but the people who suggest screening for Muslims are jackasses, morons, and idiots. They think that Muslims wear turbans.
Of course. There's just one thing that, you know, I'm not for it, but I just haven't heard anybody point this out, that, you know, they were, you know, I've heard hosts on this show, station today talking that all they need to do is go find, you know, a white, you know, red-haired, freckled person that's a Muslim to do it for them, right?
Well, if the terrorists are so inclined, and if they happen to be a Muslim terrorist, and not American terrorists, and not Irish terrorists, and not Italian terrorists, if they happen to be Middle Eastern or Muslim terrorists, yeah, getting a redheaded, freckle-faced white person who happens to be a Muslim to strap the bombs on, yeah, that would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, the only point is that I don't know that they'll be able to find any, you know, white or black or whatever, Muslims to actually, you know, strap the bombs on themselves and be willing to, you know, die for, you know, they have a, you know, these terrorists that we're involved with right now, they have a measure that they're willing to do a whole lot more than I think you know, the rest of them are, you know. And
well, you're referring to religious fundamentalists, like Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, Hindu fundamentalists, and, yes, Muslim fundamentalists. You're not talking about Muslims. You're talking about fundamentalists who have absolutely a rock-solid belief that their God is the most superior God, and they're willing to die for it. But, I mean, when you talk about terrorists, please, you do understand, don't you, that there are Christian terrorists and Hindu terrorists and Jewish terrorists? You do understand that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be, you know, confusing my point. I just, you know, I think they've actually, you know, in my opinion, they've hijacked, you know, the Muslim religion, and it's a shame because now, this religious right is, you know, calling these terrorists just plain out Muslims, you know, Muslims.
Yeah, well, of course, but if I may, I don't think that the Islamic or the Muslim religion has been hijacked at all, unless you're referring to Westerners, to Americans or the Brits or whomever, and the media, of course. Islam, if you remember, we went over this week, what Osama bin Laden said to George Bush a couple of years ago is to get your honky ass out of Saudi Arabia, where we have our two holiest sites. And Bush did. And as far as bin Laden was concerned, okay, end of story. I told you to get out, you got out. Mission accomplished. I don't know that you know, this whole structure of clash of civilizations, I think, is a phony construct up to the point that Muslim people or Jewish people or Christian people, I hate religion for this reason, up to the point where they feel like their religion is about to be murdered or subsumed or destroyed, and then they will fight like crazy because they are fighting for, quote, God, end quote. Hey, listen, I got to go. I got to leave there, Chris. I appreciate what you had to say. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Molloy.
Mike Molloy on Air America Radio.
This is Comedy Central. William Shatner roast Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Take one.
I'm William Shatner. Get ready to set your faces to Comedy Central. I'm not reading this.
But you were Captain Kirk.
Was Captain Kirk. I am William Shatner, an Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning actor.
Try the next line.
The Comedy Central roast. I don't talk like that.
Kirk did.
How's this? Go yourself.
The Comedy Central roast of William Shatner. Join roastmaster Jason Alexander and the biggest names in stand-up as they take their best shots at Big Bill this Sunday at 10, 9 Central.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark, I'm Paul.
Yeah?
I own your old, new Passat.
Oh, yeah, the...
Yes! Yeah. Oh, boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just swing by and just, you know, sit in the Passat, you give me a call anytime. We'll make that happen.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Lebanese forces have started moving south of the Litani River to act as a buffer between withdrawing Israeli troops and Hezbollah fighters. The deployment marks the first step in extending government control in the region and expanding the United Nations peacekeeping mission there. ABC News is reporting that North Korea may be getting ready for an underground test of a nuclear bomb. The report quotes an unidentified senior military official as saying a U.S. intelligence agency had recently observed suspicious vehicle movement at a suspected North Korean test site. U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer of California blasted the Bush administration at Los Angeles International Airport Thursday for not doing enough to protect travelers against terrorism. Among the many recommendations made by Senator Boxer was equipping commercial jets with missile defense systems.
The technology to defend against shoulder-fired missiles is A, proven. It's on the president's plane. It's on the vice president's plane. It's on all our aircraft used in Iraq that are military aircraft. It's been designed for $1 million, and the contractors tell us it's ready to go.
Boxer also called for all airline cargo to go through a security screening process and every cargo container to be blast-resistant. A pregnant woman who survived a shooting at the Jewish Federation in Seattle 3 weeks ago is talking about coming face to face with accused gunman Navid Haq. Dana Klein says Haq shot her in the arm and then moved on. She managed to crawl to a phone and called 911. When Haq returned, he allegedly put a gun to her head. But she got him to talk to dispatchers, and he calmly turned himself in. When the shooting was over, one person was killed, five others, including Klein, were injured. Klein says she will not attend any court appearances by Haq.
Navid Haq has wasted enough of my time. I am not a person who is interested in looking backwards. I'm a person who moves forward.
Police say Haq declared he was a Muslim angry at the U.S. support of Israel when he began shooting. He's being held on charges of murder and attempted murder. A new TSA program at selected airports looks at human behavior, including facial expressions, to determine if passengers are a potential threat to security. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Again, I'll be off tomorrow night. Peter Worvey will be filling in for me. We'll be back Monday. This is from Reg. The subject line is dumb, dumb, dumb. Mike, please help educate people like your last caller who have so little contact with or understanding of Muslims or Arabs. I have a dear friend who is a Palestinian Arab whose Syrian heritage gave him and his family blonde hair, green eyes, and more freckles than any Irish family I know. The mistaken idea that all Muslims or Arabs or Middle Eastern people look alike is as false as the mistaken notion that all Italians are swarthy with dark hair and eyes. Northern Italy has spawned millions of blonde, blue-eyed citizens. On the other hand, a good third of Israeli Jews who are of Sephardic heritage fit the stereotypical image of Muslims. It's all insane. Yeah, I know. A lot of times I tell people I'm Italian, and they look at me, well, you know, your nose isn't right, and your eyes are blue instead of brown, and back in the day I had light brown hair, now it's white. But my grandfather came from northern Italy, and he probably was really Yugoslavian, I guess. No, he was Italian, but he came from northern Italy, and he had red hair. Used to freak me out, because our family didn't look anything like the Italians in all the gangster movies, you know, and that kind of pissed me off. Hey, man, I want to look like them, you know? Never happened.
Or at least talk like them.
That's true, too. This is from Susan in Oregon. Mike, I've been yelling at my government reps about this obscene idea of separate lines for Muslims. If this comes to pass, for the period of time I need to stand in any line, it will be in the Muslim line. For that period of time, that is what I will become. I hope the rest of the people in this country remember the example of the Danish people during World War II. When the King of Denmark came out wearing a Star of David, he was telling the Nazis, you will have to take all of us. The people of this country really need that type of spirit. I hope they will have it. Yeah, Susan in Columbia City, Oregon. Yeah, I remember that now that you mention it. When the Nazis took over Denmark and ordered the Jews to wear the yellow Star of David the Danish king wore one. Talk about a middle finger to the Nazis. Isn't that what's going on right now? I mean, this attack on Muslims, this profiling, how different is this from Germany just before and after Kristallnacht in the early 30s, huh? You tell me. You tell me. There's a website, Peace Takes Courage, peacetakescourage.com. It's run by a 15-year-old girl from Alabama. She just wrote to me. peacetakescourage.com. She writes, "Hi, Mike. I'm 15-year-old from Alabama and the creator of peacetakescourage.com. The South is tired of King George, too. Not only is W sending our boys and girls off to war that he lied for, but he's also listening in on our phone calls. Then there's the issue of Katrina. The South was ignored, and now they're ticked off. So why won't Democrats try to talk about this common ground with the South? It seems so often I hear Democrats who seem to act as if the South isn't ever going to be won by Democrats. If this attitude continues, then the South won't be won by progressives. But if the Democratic Party actually starts paying the South more attention, then we will take back those votes. Sure, the South disagrees with us on issues such as abortion and gay rights, but if Democrats get some backbone and quit letting Republicans pick the campaign issues, the South would realize that Democrats are working for them, too." That makes sense. And again, this is a 15-year-old young lady from Alabama named Ava, and she has the website peacetakescourage.com, so check it out. Ava, hold on, because you're probably going to crash your website. But anyway, I understand what you're saying, but you have to keep this in mind, Ava. The Democratic Leadership Conference, which has controlled the Democratic Party now since the mid-80s, was comprised of all white Southerners. Senator Sam Nunn from Georgia, Governor Bill Clinton from Arkansas, Senator Al Gore, from Tennessee. There are more. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But the Democratic Party leadership, Ava, has been white Southerners. Now, if you're talking about liberal Democrats, which I guess you are, liberal Democrats not writing off the South, I appreciate your willingness to fight. And I think you're absolutely on target with your statements. But in my experience, and I guess I'm just agreeing with you, so many liberal white Democrats in the South have pretty much given up. Here in Georgia, every single election since 2000 has been stolen by the state Republican Party. Every single election. And if a Democrat has won, he or she won by a much lesser margin in the official tally than what they really won by because of the theft and corruption in the state of Georgia. Georgia right now is one of the most corrupt, politically speaking, states out of the entire union. But if you mean liberal Democrats should, like me, should stop talking down the South, you have a good point. I certainly concede that. But when you take a look at what is happening here, you know, sometimes it takes more than talk, right, Ava? Whoops, don't go there, Mike. All right. Let me see what we've got here. The profiling of Muslims is, don't you think it's really, really, really getting out of hand? God, how did this happen? This came in late last night, and I just have to share this with you very quickly. This is from Doug in Omaha. This is regarding the woman yesterday that had the anxiety attack on the American or was it United? Which was it? American Airlines flight from Heathrow, and just caused all the alarm bells to go off. She's charged now of disrupting a flight, and jets were sent up, and the flight was diverted, and oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Doug writes, Dear Mike, in late 1964, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys had his first nervous breakdown while aboard a commercial passenger jet flying from Houston to Los Angeles.
Two resolutions are designed to bring an immediate
end. Let's cut that off. Thank you. It saddens me that today, Brian Wilson, the man responsible for God Only Knows and In My Room and the rest of the music the Beach Boys put out, would be considered a terrorist threat for something that has nothing at all to do with Al-Qaeda. Well, I didn't know that. Yes, I knew about Brian Wilson and you know, his battles to retain a hold on reality, but I didn't know in 64 he had it. Yeah, had that been Brian Wilson, they would have maced his hair to his head and sent him off to prison. I hear you. All right, we have a break coming up here very quickly, so I'm not going to take any calls now. We'll take your calls as soon as we come back from the break. So if you're on hold, stick around. We have two open lines if you want to jump in here. 866-303-2270 is the number. Arlene writes in about Northern Italians. Love it. My mother's side of the family, too. They came from somewhere around Milan. Nonna Missaglia must have made polenta because my grandma made it, and usually Sicilian Italians don't know what that is. Yes, we have light hair and blue eyes too, probably a mixture of German and Northern Italy. Arlene in Phoenix. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. We'll be right back.
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
What's more important to you, a better-looking vacuum or a cleaner, healthier home? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL may not win any beauty contests, but it wins rave reviews from owners of those dust-spewing bagless clunkers. Once they try an Orrick XL, they love it. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and take a risk-free trial of the vacuum that won't send a cloud of dust in your face.
Right-wing talk radio, you found a home with Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. Reg writes in, you said the Kristallnacht took place in the early 30s. In fact, it took place in November of 1938, which was in the rather late 30s. Okay. Thanks, Reg. I guess maybe I'm just talking about the harassment of the Jews. No, never mind. I can't weasel out of it. All right. Appreciate the correction. All right, back to your phone calls. Michelle is calling from Cypress, California. Michelle, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, no problem, Mike. Long time no talk, but always enjoy the callers and the conversation.
Well, good. Thank you.
I called in when you guys were talking about, of course, the wiretaps and the judgment of Judge Ann Diggs Taylor. What an amazing woman. I think she probably already knew these people were going to attack her, you know, being a minority, and as a woman, they like to do that. They're pretty good at it. And, you know, I really called because there's also, I wanted to try to give you some humor. And you know how sometimes you laugh at yourself, and I thought you might like this. And it's something I posted on one of these blogs, and I said, impeach Crotchman and his crabby friends, or maybe all Americans need to start stocking up on RID. Because soon, if we do not impeach Crotchman, we will all have crabs crawling all over us. And the American right, of course. Or we could, Mike, shave one side, light the other, and stab them as they're running out.
Yeah. I remember that from 1,000 years ago.
I knew you would, Mike.
Oh, my God.
But isn't that so visually appropriate?
Yeah, it is.
Watch them come running down the steps of the Congress and out of that White House onto the lawn.
The only part you left out was you're supposed to stab them with an ice pick.
That's right. You got to aim right, you know?
Oh, you got to have swift hands. You got to be able to stop on a dime.
Well, I knew you would like that one, so I'm glad that I kind of lightened it because this is just, as you said, unbelievable. And, you know, of course, sign impeach.com, sign the petition out there. I hope everyone's signing that. All we can do, and like you said, you know, of course, call or email Judge Taylor. Yeah. I'm going to.
Well, good.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
I hope I gave you a lighter note.
You did. You did. I appreciate it, Michelle. You take care.
You too, Mike.
Don't be a stranger. Don is calling from Chicago. Don, welcome to the program. Don in San Diego, let me put you on hold. Wait a minute. Where are we? Is this Don in Chicago?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Don, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. It's Judge Ann Ann Taylor is just really amazing that she was able to do this, but it's crystal clear to me why it pretty much had to be a black woman who would be able to make this ruling. And that's because the only people who can truly appreciate the rights enshrined in the Constitution are the people who can remember not having them.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
There is not one single white man in that Congress who ever in his life had to be concerned with not having his rights violated. It's no surprise to me that 75% of this country has no idea what losing their rights would even mean. The Black Caucus knows, this judge knows, a very few people who have been put in that situation through one means or another may know, but by and large, they just don't know.
Right.
You yourself probably have absolutely no concept of what it would mean.
No idea.
I mean, except in the most abstract of terms.
Right.
Neither can I. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably is what scares me the most about the idea.
Well, those are excellent points, Don. Excellent points. Listen, thanks for checking in, all right?
Yeah.
All right, take care. We'll be back after the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'm on my way with my head up proud. One objective I've got in view is to keep a hold of freedom for me and you. That's why I'm marching. Yes, I'm marching. Marching down freedom's road. Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Nobody gonna keep me from marching down freedom's road. Ought to be plain as the nose on your face. There's room in this land for every race. Some folk think that freedom just ain't right. Those are the very people I want to fight. That's why I'm marching. Yes, I'm marching. Marching down freedom's road.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Abacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Abacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Abacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Abacor works. And Abacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Abacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Abacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark. Wow, you are one hard guy to reach. I am Paul.
Yeah.
I own your old, new Passat. I mean, it's my Passat now. It used to be, you know, the 2004, the GL.
Oh, yeah, the
Yes! Oh. Awesome.
Oh, how do you like it?
It's doing great. Runs like a top.
Oh, good.
Boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just, you know, swing by and just, you know, sit in a Passat or, you know, watch me drive it, just you give me a call anytime. We'll make that happen.
Volkswagen owners really love their cars, but sometimes they have to let them go. Then we pass them on to you. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
We'll be right back.
work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Sieg Heil. Clay writes in, Mike, on the subject of Brian Wilson being a would-be terrorist now, remember that Cat Stevens, the writer of Peace Train, isn't allowed into America anymore. Yeah, because he converted to Islam, and his name is Yusuf Islam. He's not allowed in. Yeah, that's he can't get back in the country, right, Kathy? He's on a no-fly list. Wow. Another one of those evil-looking Muslims, right? Back to your phone calls. Ava is calling from Alabama. Is this the Ava whose website I mentioned a minute ago?
Hi.
Is that you, the website,
yes,
young lady? Well, hi, Ava. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention one other thing that I didn't include in the email.
Okay.
Not only, you know, all of those things are Southerners starting to realize, but they're also starting to realize, oh, my God, this man is an idiot. You know, you said that the South, as far as issues like abortion, gay rights, that type of thing,
mm-hmm,
and how the Democratic Party is or was controlled by
white Southerners.
By white Southerners, right. Mm-hmm. And the people that I'm talking about not standing up and trying to gain the voters of Southerners are those people. I mean, the people that are leading the Democratic Party right now almost seem to have a sentiment of screw the South, that it's never going to be won, when in reality it could be won.
Well, Ava, I don't disagree with you. And you understand I live in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, and I've lived here for almost 35 years. I don't disagree with what you're saying in theory. In application, I don't know how the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, which is real Democrats, how they can ever overcome the religious nutballs that exist here in the South, like so much kudzu. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
It's not just the political arena that progressive Democrats have to struggle in. It's also this horrific right-wing religious nonsense that is so prevalent here in the South. So are you considering that when you talk about progressive Democrats being able to get Southern voters to coalesce around liberal Democrat practices? Are you considering the religious right?
I'm very much considering that, because those fundamentalists that are so paranoid are already, you know, paranoid enough, and now that they know that the NSA is spying on them, they're freaking out down here.
But remember, I live down here too,
yeah,
Ava. So I don't see the freak out yet. What I see are white Southerners talking about how necessary it is to, you know, here's what I hear in the South, and sometimes in the North, but mostly here in the crazed, heat-saturated South. Here's what I hear. Well, I don't mind if they tap my phone, because I don't have anything to hide. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Now, I don't hear that. I don't hear that coming from Chicago or New York or San Francisco or Los Angeles or Seattle. But by God, I hear that coming out of Birmingham and Atlanta and Savannah and Richmond and Memphis, right?
I mean, I live in one of these tiny little small towns in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I talk to people around here all the time. I mean, everyone knows everyone.
Right.
And I keep hearing the same sentiment as far as people are really starting to question Bush. I mean, I know plenty of people out here whose sons and daughters have been sent off to the war.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got an uncle in Iraq right now. And, you know, it's just people are starting to get worn out. And the only thing that I'm trying to say is that I think Democrats should be taking advantage of the fact that the South is starting to turn around.
Well, Ava, I hope you are right, and you may have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the South to a far greater degree than I do. I don't live in I do live in kind of a rural area, but you know, I'm connected more to Atlanta, and more to my network, which is based in New York, and yada yada yada. I don't get out and talk to small town Southerners, probably or certainly not to the extent that you do. And it's difficult. Most Atlantans aren't from the South, so it's hard to tell. You know, Atlanta is one of those cities that has attracted people from all over the country. And most of the people that have moved down here, I'm sorry to say, have been right-wing. I don't care if where they're from, Minnesota, California, Texas, wherever they've come from. For the most part, they've been right-wingers. Race baiting on Southern white dominated talk radio is worse than ever. That's what, you know, occasionally I will hear, I try to avoid it, but sometimes just for I don't know, because there's a bit of a masochist in me, I guess, I will tune in some of the local hate radio here in Atlanta. And it is so, just so bad. Kathy will be out with our 2-year-old running errands, and she'll come back and say, "Man, I tuned into WSB or WGST here in Atlanta, and listened to some of these white right wing people this guy named Kim Peterson and Neil Bortz, and they're not talking about, they're just, it's race baiting. It's awful. I mean, Ava, it sounds like we're in the 60s, and these are white supremacists denigrating the struggle for civil rights. It's unbelievable.
I absolutely agree with you, but I mean, I also realize that the people that are on the airs and doing that are the worst of those types of people.
Well, that's
true. They're the ones that are preaching the hate and teaching the hate. And
yeah, well, their callers are pretty bad too, Ava.
Yes, that's because they're listening to those people, which is a problem. I think one thing that will truly show that if the South is turning around is the governor election in Alabama. I mean, there's a strong Democratic candidate that is a woman that has a very good chance of winning right now, Lucy Baxley. And if she is elected, I think that'll be a strong sign that the South really is starting to turn around.
Lucy Baxley?
Yes.
Is she related to the former attorney general, or was he a judge, Baxley? Who am I thinking of?
I'm not sure. She is the lieutenant governor of Alabama right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, Ava, I'm going to defer to your opinion because, like I say, I get most of my take on what's happening in the white South from probably all the wrong sources. So obviously being having your own website and your own blog and so on and so forth and doing what you do in rural South or small town South, you probably have a better sense of what's going on. And I'm glad. I mean, I will defer to you in a heartbeat because I'd like to believe that what you're saying is true. Now, say your website again because I want a lot of people to go there tonight. What is it again?
It's peacetakescourage.com.
Peacetakescourage.com. And you're 15, right?
I'm 15, right.
Oh, you're 16 now?
15.
Oh, 15.
You're 15.
I was going to say, I didn't think I had you on hold that long. All right, listen, Ava, thank you so much. I appreciate your perspective, and call in again. You're welcome anytime here, okay?
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, you take care. Take care. I'm not going to argue with Ava, because she has, you know, like I said, she probably has, first of all, a more optimistic perspective than I do. And secondly, she probably has more of a direct contact than we do on this program.
We need to do another kids' night. There are some incredibly bright kids out there that
we
should hear from.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraged. I mean, if she's hearing Southerners that are not racist hate mongers and don't want to just, you know, aim for the towel and drown all the Muslims and make them, you know, wear gold stars or something, you know, great.
You know you're a white Southerner.
I am.
You know Molly's a white Southerner.
She is.
You know my son Chris is a white Southerner.
He is too.
My daughter Wendy's a white Southerner.
I'm proud to be an American.
Oh, my God. Are any of y'all Muslims?
Well, if you go back far enough on my father's side.
Oh, that's right. You're Syrian. That's right.
Well, yeah, but he's from Denver, so that doesn't count.
Well, I don't ever want to be with you when we go to get on an airplane and wind up and find out your name is on some no-fly list because you've got Syrian parentage. Or
they changed the spelling.
Well, that
long time ago.
That doesn't matter. They changed the E to an A. That doesn't matter. You look Syrian. You really do. You look Muslim.
I look like a George Peach.
All right, quick break here. We'll be back for the remains of this program. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I work all day, Dr. Phil, and okay, fine, I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I feel like it's really never going to happen for me.
Look, love is not like the pizza man. Hi, I'm going door to door looking for a life partner. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? What can we give and live? Cause out on the air is gone. There are to be strange.
Thanks to Justin Nguyen and Tim MacArthur, who engineered the program tonight. Also thanks to David Weissman, who handled your calls, and our Out of New York crew, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, Catherine Day, our executive producer. And once again, I'll be off tomorrow night. Peter Werby, who is the dean of Detroit Talk Radio and a true liberal, will be filling in for me. 3 hours of fun and frivolity tomorrow night. I'll be back Monday, all right? So tune in, Peter, tomorrow night. All right, where are we? Where are we? Don is calling from San Diego. Don, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. I don't know where to start, but I'll start with the fact that you keep referring to these so-called blacks who were slaves and haven't been treated well. I'm a former U.S. Marine veteran of the Korean War, and I got an upper middle class education. I didn't know the history of what really happened in this country. I didn't know, and what most whites and I guess so-called blacks don't also realize is that blacks fought in every war all the way back to the Revolutionary War. There were 180,000 black soldiers who fought in the American Revolutionary War to help win freedom. This country started off on lies. They must have lied to those. They couldn't have been telling the truth to those guys who were at Valley Forge. I understand half of them were black at Valley Forge with George Washington. They couldn't have been telling them the truth and telling them that, well, we're fighting a revolutionary war for freedom, and but we don't intend to give it to you for 100 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have been lying all the time. So this country was built on lies.
Right.
As far as this poor young lady, 16-year-old, 15-year-old from Alabama, I hate to rain on you guys' parade, but the majority of whites in the South are still voting for these white racist politicians who are in the Senate and the Congress right now, in the Republican majority. They're still voting for these people. They're still blacks fought in the Second World War and First World War in France and came back with the Quatagara, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
hundreds of them, and came back and were lynched by whites in the South after they came back, after they had fought for this country. It's been like this all the way back for 200 years. This country, it's just full of races. And you say that you and all you guys are Southerners down there, and you're not aware of how many total, the majority of those people are still racist.
Oh, no, wait. Hold on. You're going way overboard here, Don.
Why?
Don't interrupt, and I will. I've said just the opposite for the 20 years I've been on talk radio. I am a white man who lives in the South, have lived here for 35 years. I have no illusions about the South. I had a 15-year-old enthusiastic young woman on the phone who sees things through her 15-year-old eyes. She doesn't see things through the eyes of a black Marine or a jaded old white talk show host like me. She's talking about the possibilities. She's talking about hope. She's talking about that. Hold on, Don. You tell me a 15-year-old who isn't. Now hold on a sec. Hold on a second. But your comments about me are so far off base. You're about to piss me off.
But you were ticking off all of your staff who are from the South.
Wait a second. No. You're out of your mind. I was talking about my wife. Hold on. All right. Get him off of here. Get him gone. Make him gone. I'm not going to put up with this crap. Get your story straight before you call this program. The people I was referring to, you moron, were my children. What do you mean my staff? Jesus Christ, learn how to listen. Learn how to listen. Don't come to this program with that kind of nonsense. I had a 15-year-old on the air who was talking about the possibilities. I have railed against racism in the South. This is, you know, this black guy calling me and putting this on me is like the Jews that call me and call me an anti-Semite. I get sick of this crap. I really, really, really get sick of it. What's next? Am I going to have Muslims calling me and say, well, you're making fun of us by playing Cat Stevens? I'm about to tell all of you to go to hell. Don't do that to me. Get your story straight. Figure out what kind of a program you're listening to, Don, before you call in and start shooting off your mouth. I have talked 1,000 times about the first man to die in the Boston Massacre. Do you know who that was? Crispus Attucks. Do you know what his race was? Duh, he was a black man. So don't call me and give me a history lesson. Don't do it. Don't even do it. Like you said, you were raised black middle class and you didn't know anything until when? When did you figure things out, Don? Who told you? I'm not claiming your ancestry, and I'm not claiming your history, but don't call my program and talk down to me the way you just did, because that won't fly, pal. Not ever. And very quickly, let's get Roberta on here. Roberta, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Hold on.
You.
Can't hear Roberta. Bring her up.
Hi.
Hey, Roberta.
Blessings to you, Kathy and Molly.
Thanks.
You know, what I wrote down to say was bravo to Ava. Wow. A 15-year-old girl sounding more together, lucid, and sane than most of the adults in Washington, D.C. I mean, she knocked my socks off. You know, that girl, I will not forget her.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And thank you very, very much to Judge Anna Diggs Taylor. Some of us are not willing to be oppressed. Some of us really do love this country and the Constitution and our basic human rights. And it's way overdue that someone stand up and say no to the people that are violating our rights and trying to destroy all the things we love about this country.
I hear you. Roberta, we're out of time. Thank you.
Big hugs.
All right. I appreciate you checking in. Don't forget, Peter Werby tomorrow night. I'll see you Monday. Thanks for participating. Well, most everybody. I'll see you Monday night. Take care, all right? Watch your back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Peace train is sound and loud. Glide on the peace train.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Comedy Central. William Shatner roast Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Take one.
I'm William Shatner. Get ready to set your faces to Comedy Central. I'm not reading this.
But you were Captain Kirk.
Was Captain Kirk. I am William Shatner, an Emmy and Golden Globe Award winning actor.
Try the next line.
The Comedy Central roast. I don't talk like that.
Kirk did.
How's this? Go yourself.
The Comedy Central roast of William Shatner. Join roastmaster Jason Alexander and the biggest names in stand-up as they take their best shots at Big Bill this Sunday at 10, 9 Central.